Late one night last week. Late one night last week, Edward Jones rang home on the brand new iPhone he had been to get. But his wife Sue said, "I'm leaving you, Ted, and I'm looking for a lover on the internet." Well, Ted made a dive for the four-wheel drive and sped back home, his features grim and set. On her desktop screen, a message glowed green: "I'm looking for a lover on the internet." He cursed up and he cursed down to locate a place where the singles met. And late next day, in a cyber cafe, he came on Sue about to use the internet. He said, "What makes you leave the house and the car, the Peter Jones account and everything you get, the firm's dinner dance and the timeshare in France, to go looking for a lover on the internet?" She said, "Oh, what care I for the house and the car? You haven't a clue what I'm into yet. I hate the dinner dance, and you can have my share of France. I'm looking for a lover on the internet. A private eye I know has you on video, for he snapped you with that scrubber with a squint, my pet. So delete that smile, I'm erasing your file, and I'm looking for a lover on the internet. I've moved a large amount from the joint account, and that'll very likely drive you into debt. I did it in a twink through computer link, and I'm looking for a lover on the internet. I have fine software, and I take great care of my mouse, which is black as any printer jet. I long for a frisk with a good hard disk, so I'm looking for a lover on the internet. I have posted my address on the net, oh yes, and I've emailed my photo to a ginger vet. If we click on, I shall soon be up and gone, away with my lover on the internet."